Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who need cutting-edge information as they prepare their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit plans. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss the Exit Coach Audible, the daily one-minute planning tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Black.
Thank you very much for that great introduction, Spike Reel. Welcome to the show, everybody. I wanted to take a few minutes to mention OCTalkRadio.net and their state-of-the-art studio here at the Tech Space Building in Costa Mesa, right across from South Coast Plaza. They have a great lineup of business and community-based shows spanning many topics, so check them out, OCTalkRadio.net. And now I'd like to introduce my first guest. I'm real excited to have this gentleman on the show. He's going to help us learn how to make more money and have more time. I'm talking about Joe Sisinski. He's an action coach from Santa Clara. Joe, welcome to the show.
Bill, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a real pleasure. And, you know, the way we usually like to start an interview, Joe, is to ask our guests to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. I spent 25 years with a Fortune 50 company doing everything, sales, marketing, operations, everything but financial services, and had a great career, ran a $250 million operation, and retired in 2008. As I kind of looked back at my life and my career and said, what do I want to do next? And I really internalized and said, I want to help small businesses. That's the core for America, for our growth engines, for everything. And I decided to buy Action Coach of Santa Clara and help small businesses make more money, have more time. My background is I got a BS in engineering, an MBA in marketing. I'm a certified business coach. I've got 2 books. I do regular speaking engagements and an NLP practitioner.
So you love helping the small business owner and especially finding those that need help in either growing their business and, like you say, you make some more money and have more time in your lives. Tell us a little bit about Action Coach and what it's all about and what it means to you, Joe.
Well, Action Coach is the world's largest business coaching firm in the world. We've helped thousands and thousands of small businesses over the last 27 years. We've got systems, processes, and tools to help small businesses get to a commercial, profitable enterprise that works without you. And that's what it's about. You know, no matter what numbers you look at, you know, 87% or 90% of small businesses fail within the first couple of years. It doesn't have to be that way. There's a path you can walk down to have a successful business, or you can take out your machete and hack through the woods like so many business owners do.
You're so right that it's really about becoming, although it's counterintuitive, becoming unimportant to your business if you're going to have a business that'll survive without you someday if you sell it. So what are some typical types and sizes of business owners that you work with, Joe?
Well, I like to work with businesses, small businesses, so less than 50 employees. After it gets above 50 employees, you really need a Joe Sisinski in your business. So that's kind of my target is small businesses. The industries don't matter. I do work with a lot of professional services also, doctors, dentists, lawyers. But I really like the small business, either franchises or independent companies.
Yeah, they're big enough that they have some of the problems that we're going to talk about, and they're not so big that they've got, like you said, all kinds of people on board already doing maybe the full-time CFO role and the full-time controller and all that type of a thing. So when you first talk with a business owner, Joe, where do you start? What do you first like to find out about them before you start working with a business owner?
Well, it's just like anything. We got to find the problems first. So I typically run through a full business diagnostic. This takes a couple of hours, and I ask a bunch of questions in all the aspects of the business, sales, marketing, operations, finance, all across the business. So I get a good picture of where the challenges are. Good. And then we start putting together a plan specifically for that business to get them to where they want to go.
Because it's always important to do your diagnostics before you get into a prescription of some kind of a path of action, just like medicine, right?
Exactly. In fact, I've been called the business doctor before.
Okay. Now, when you are working with a client, what are some of the common problems that you find that happen over and over and over again that you see?
By far, the biggest challenge that I see is time. I mean, the foundation for any business, you've got kind of 4 pillars of your business. It's time, how you use your time, your destination, where you want your business to get to. You can't get there if you don't know where you're going. Delivery, which is about consistency in the delivery of your product or service. and knowing your money. Before we can do anything, we've really got to typically free up some time. So I have a system called the Small Business Calendaring System, which is in my book called BrainShare, and I really try to get 8 hours back in their work week. Then we can start working on the business. So I almost always start with getting some time back in your business so we can work on the business.
And that's your target is get 8 hours back in so that you can start now using that time to drive the value or grow the value of your business and do the things you need to make yourself less important on the day-to-day?
That's correct.
That's a great concept. So how long does that take for people to get, I mean, can they start right away getting back time with you, or does it take a while for them to start to build processes and systems and delegate things off to other people?
Well, there's typically some things you can do right away. You can get some low-hanging fruit. But to really implement the system, it typically takes 6 to 8 weeks to get your calendaring system and your time under control so that you're doing the right things at the right time, the right way.
Okay, so if someone starts with you and you set that as a goal, like in the next 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to try to get back 8 hours a week back into your schedule so you can working on the business, not in the business, right?
That's correct. So okay. Where do we need to focus on next? Is it sales? Is it marketing? Which is typical, sales and marketing. Most small businesses do a great job of doing their business, but they're not so good at sales and marketing, and that's one of my expertises.
Okay, so that's the next thing is once you get time back, now you start working on developing your sales and marketing and growing the numbers coming through the door.
That's right.
Makes total sense. Hey, Joe, what would you tell someone who said, I'd like to hire a business coach? What should I be looking for in that individual?
Well, first make sure they've got the expertise, the training. There's a lot of coaches out there that are trained in different aspects. And there's coaching is a broad field. If you're looking for a business coach, find a business coach that's been trained in all the aspects of business, sales, marketing, operations, financials. Ensure that you've got a strong coach out there. And interview 4 or 5 or 6 of them. I personally interviewed 10 coaches before I hired my coach.
Okay, good. That's good advice. So find out their breadth of their experience and interview several of them before you come up with someone. We're talking with Joe Sosinski of Action Coach of Santa Clara, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Joe, we're going to ask you to share a few stories and some tips, ideas, and precautions that our listeners can use. So hang in there. We'll be right back. You know where you want to take your business, but you don't know how to get there. You're constantly bogged down in problems and issues, and the business feels stuck at a certain level. You believe that there must be a process that can deliver the growth you want, and you're right. At Action Coach, we use a proven system of 6 steps to take your business from struggling to growing, and we walk that path with you. Whatever your growth goals for your business, it's highly likely we can get your business there. To learn more, contact Joe Sosinski at 408-899-6737. That's 408-899-6737.
Business succession and exit planning is hard, and everyone says you should start early. But where can you hear a lot of ideas from a lot of professionals so you can decide what's best for you? At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 150 advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. And I'm talking with Joe Sosinski of Action Coach of Santa Clara. And Joe, before the break, we talked about how you start with business owners to try to find time for them to work on their sales and marketing and really start to drive the value of the business. What's next? What do you do with them after that?
Well, after we get time back in, then we ensure that we've defined their destination. What do they want the business to look like when they're done? Where do they want their business to go? And that's kind of, your goals, your vision, mission, purpose, culture statement for the company.
That's funny that you say that, but I found that to be true, too, that a lot of people, you would think they've planned everything up to now about their business, and then you say, well, what do you want to do with it? And they kind of give you a blank stare like, I'm not sure. That's why we're talking, right?
That's right.
I'm not sure if my kids are capable. I'm not sure if my employees are capable of continuing this. An outside buyer, I've never done that before. What do I do? So it's really important that you help them come up with that destination And then you can help them with the right strategies to get to that destination, because they're very different, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, if you want to have a $15 million operation running in three cities, you build it in a very different way than if you want to have a single operation with a $2 million business. It's whatever your destination is, the formula is dream, set your goals, develop your plans, get into action.
That's a great formula. And again, there's tax strategies that you might use one way or the other too, right?
Absolutely. An accountant is a critical piece of the business team. You know, the reason you put your business structure together, you want your accountant to help with that, not your attorney.
So what
your accountant will help with the taxes, and that's what your corporate structure is about, along with protection from liabilities.
So what you're talking about, it sounds like to me, is, look, this is kind of like you're building a custom dream home. This is your future you're building. And you wouldn't dream about just telling the contractors to get to work without having spent a lot of time and effort to build the blueprint first, right?
That's right. Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though? You wouldn't think about a house, but thousands of business owners start a business without a business plan.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that. They start without a business plan, and that's one thing. But and somehow, despite themselves, they've built up this business. It's a really nice business, and now they're thinking, I guess I'll go to a seminar and find out what I need to do.
Yeah. That's right. Or they get to a plateau and just kind of flatten out, and they can't get to that next level. They get stuck.
So, Joe, tell me about your book. You've written a book, and you call it BrainShare, How Business Owners Make More Money and Have More Time. And it sounds like what we've been talking about. What's the book? How long is the book, first of all, and where do we find it?
Well, it's a nice small book. I think it's 87 pages. It's on Amazon, it's Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. It's available for about $9. And it actually walks through the process of how to get more time, how to put together your calendaring system, and then start your marketing and sales plan.
87 pages, it sounds like a no-fluff must-read for business owners out there. We're going to put your book link on our website as well. We have a little Amazon store, so people can find it right there while they're listening to you on exitcoachradio.com. They'll be able to find your book and click on the link. So I'm excited to hear people's feedback from reading that, because it sounds like, again, no fluff, just what you need to know. So Joe, tell us a little bit about a client story or two, somebody that you've worked with, and maybe what was their situation when they came to you, and how did you help them? What was the happy outcome?
Well, I've got a couple that really pop into mind. One business was a very successful business running at about $2.5 million revenue, but they had been flat for the last 4 to 5 years. And they're trying to, okay, what do we do next? How do we grow? Kind of just stagnated. And we went through the diagnostic, and of course we had some time challenges. But the real challenge was that when they put the business together, they built it, they put their team together and everything without systems. So they had no operations manual, per se. They had no scripting for how they answer the phone, how you do the functional operations within the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we started then. We put the systems in place. What was rather interesting is after we put the systems in place, we figured out we had the wrong team.
Okay, so first you went in and built some infrastructure, and then you started taking a look at, are these the right people to run this structure, to run these systems? And you found out we have some changes we need to make. How did you do that? How did you do some kind of an assessment of the people, or just kind of figure out, okay, now that we can see it all clearly on one page, now we can see that we really need a different skill set to operate this company? How did it work out?
Well, actually, you put the organizational chart together with roles and responsibilities, and then you put out your process mapping, and then you do a skills assessment along with some, you know, behavioral skills, you know, what kind of skill sets do we need in the different functions? And it was rather interesting that some of the management team had skill sets that were stronger or better utilized in a different area. And so there's opportunities for everyone. It's utilizing, getting the right people on the right bus at the right time, going to the right place.
So, yeah, once you had it all mapped out, it became apparent that there were some issues that you needed to take care of.
Right, and the CEO looks at it, and the management team looks at it and goes, hey, they actually said, we need to reorganize.
That happens a lot with business, especially family businesses, where it's people are, sometimes they're hiding. And now that you have the plan, there's nowhere to hide. Hey, Joe,
That's right.
We only have about a minute or so left, but could you share some tips, ideas, and precautions for our listeners?
First thing, get your calendar squared away. so that you're doing the right things. You're allocating enough time to marketing, enough time to sales, enough time to operations, enough time to CEO functions, and enough time to your financials. Allocate your time appropriately, and then you can start doing the right things at the right time, at the right place.
I think that's great.
That start there. Everything else comes along. You get stuck, give me a call, and I'll be happy to help out.
Good segue. How do we get in touch with you, Joe?
Well, my number is 408-899-6737. You can give me a ring, or you can go to my website at www.actioncoachsc.com. At the bottom of my front page, it actually says schedule a phone session or schedule an office session.
I like it. You make it really easy. It's been a great interview. Again, it's Action Coach, SC is in Santa Clara.com for Joe Sosinski. And we'll have his book on our website. I really appreciate you coming on today, and I look forward to having you on again sometime so we can get deeper into these issues, Joe. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day, and thank you to the entire audience.
I've been talking with Joe Sosinski, and we're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.